Every 4 years, New Hampshire holds the nation's first primary, possibly indicating who might be the next president. Every once in a while, New Hampshire gets it right. This time around, with President Bush unchallenged for renomination, the fight will be among Democrats, and New Hampshire's Democrats, a minority in the state, will have the first opportunity to vote for the now 10 candidates in the race for their party's nomination. NPR's Linda Wertheimer was in the state last week checking with voters.
It's early in the game, and even in New Hampshire, most people don't yet know who's running, much less who they like. So let's start with some semi-pros, a group of guys who've had lunch together almost every day for close to 20 years at Albee's, a sandwich shop in Manchester. They've met every candidate going way back. Candidates always stop by Albee's. Like the state, a majority of this lunch bunch is Republican. The day we saw them, they were grumpy about the deficits, the economy, and the war, or at any rate, $87 billion, but not grumpy enough to consider Democrats like New Hampshire's new favorite, Howard Dean.
The candidate Dean was coming in tomorrow, and I said, Dean who?
That doesn't necessarily put a damper on him. In fact, that could be almost an accolade. Dean who, you know, he's got no baggage, so that could be an asset.
That was John Dudziak and Saul Ellerin. He's the Democrat in that conversation. He also says he's not ready to commit. Larry Theodosopoulos says, just like last time, he'll vote for President Bush. He hasn't seen anyone he'd rather have.
I don't think there's anybody around that's going to be any better than Bush. I'm not exactly 100% happy with him, but I think he's the best of a bad lot. Hard to pinpoint really what I like about him. But I dislike him less than the others.
New Hampshire's Democrats are mostly white, like the state, better educated and more liberal than is true nationally. In the last primary, close to 60% of the Democrats voting were women. And political scientists who've been surveying the state tell us that they are mad. Dante Scala is at the Institute of Politics at St. Anselm's College.
I think you see Democrats both here in New Hampshire and elsewhere being increasingly discontented, not just with President Bush, whom they detest, but their own leadership, whom they basically consider collaborators, especially on the matter of the war, but also about tax cuts as well. The fact that George Bush was able to engineer big tax cuts, despite the fact that the Senate was equally divided, Democrats just can't figure it out, and they want someone to figure it out.
Want to meet some angry Democratic women? Go to a Democratic event and ask about President Bush.
I cannot abide George Bush. I cannot abide this administration. I think that this administration is actually dangerous. I think they're dangerous for women in terms of our reproductive rights and our freedoms. They have decimated the economy, and they're certainly very dangerous to the environment. And what they have done to our foreign policy, I think, is extremely dangerous.
That's Lynn Schneerson. We met her at a NARAL event. She works at a racetrack, Rockingham Park, and she's interested in Wesley Clark and Howard Dean. We met educator Sharon Verrill and Betty Hamer taking a look at Howard Dean at a house party near Milford, New Hampshire. They want to change presidents.
Well, because I don't think Bush is a very good president. He is not was never my choice at all, and I think he is going the wrong way on the economy, especially. And now I don't even know about Iraq.
I didn't like getting into the war in the way we did in the beginning. And I think it's awful what's happening now because we seem to getting this into something more and more prolonged. I hate the fact that we're spending billions and billions of dollars and yet we can't fund our own education adequately. And also, the economy has taken a serious nosedive and I've lost a fair amount of money.
For most Democrats, the economy, the war, and its cost are the big issues. It's way too early to say what's happening, but Democrats are overlooking ideology, looking for a winner. And New Hampshire Republicans are a little bit edgy. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.